Lights, please. That's my favorite part when we shut it off and everyone's disappointed. Oh, we gotta listen to Chris again. Hey, Cruiser, what's happening? Okay. So, if you were with us last year, we went through from January to May. We talked about the Sermon on the Mount. And so, we're picking up right where we left off last year. And I'm going to read to you what how Jesus ended this big long sermon. If you want to find the sermon, you can go to the book of Matthew. It's in the New Testament in the Bible. And the end of the sermon is in chapter 7, verse 24. By the way, starting next week, we have a ton of Bibles that were given to us. Well, our church gave them to us. And for you guys. When you come in next week, grab a Bible. They'll be at the back. Grab a Bible before you come sit down. When we read from the Bible, we can all read it together. There's page numbers and everything. So if you don't know how to navigate the Bible, you can just turn to the page number. We'll have that all, and that'll be next week. That's what we do every week at Ignite. We have the Bibles out. So this is what Jesus said. He finished this sermon. He said, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." So the reason why I decided to go with this text, it wasn't my original plan, but the reason why is when I think of someone making wise choices, the first person I think of is Jesus. If you know anything about Jesus, the guy, every choice he made ended up being a wise choice. Does anybody have an idea of why? Why were Jesus' choices all wise? Yeah. His dad was God. Jesus was God too. He knew the truth. Why? How did he know the truth? Jesus. Who? He was Jesus, yeah? Who was he listening to, Jonathan? Yeah, he was. Why did Jesus make such good choices? He listened to himself. Well, here's what Jesus said over and over and over. He said, "I do what the Father asks me to do. I obey the Father." The reason why Jesus made good choices is because he listened to God the Father. In fact, if you look at the life of Jesus, there's some really cool snapshots of Jesus. There is these guys called the Pharisees and the religious leaders, and they would continually try to trap Jesus. So they would get up there, and they'd get up to Jesus, and they'd have this question that they decided, yeah, we can trap Jesus with this question. They get up to Jesus, they'd ask him the question, they're all rubbing their hands, oh, he's going down on this one. And Jesus, every single time, totally burned them. They didn't have a chance. They were, like, every time, they didn't know what to say. They were speechless. You guys know anybody like that? You try to do comebacks with them, and you just end up going, your mom? your mom goes to college? I knew a guy like that when I was in college. You did not want to get into a verbal fighting match with him because he had such a sharp mind, he'd just shut you down so fast. It was very frustrating. But anyway, Jesus was like that. He would make wise decisions, wise choices all the time. And here's the deal. If Jesus hadn't made those wise decisions, we wouldn't be here today. You guys realize that? That the decisions that Jesus made are the reason why we have Ignite, the reasons why the church exists, the reason why that we actually are able to have a relationship with God. Is that not cool or what? So when I think of wise choices, I think Jesus. And here's the deal. Here's what happened with Jesus. The reason why he listened to God the Father and took God's advice and knew the Bible, which is God's word, is because he knew that God knew best. Okay? This is something that all of us are going to struggle with our whole lives. Whether I know best or whether God knows best. It's all about pride. In fact, there's a church father, I forget his name, he had a cool statement. He said, "Pride is the mother of all other sins. They come out of pride." If you think about it, it's true. It's what, because we're trying to get our own way. We put ourselves in front of God. We put our will in front of God's will. So because Jesus made these wise choices, because he knew that God the Father knew best, and he listened to him, he ended up providing for us a way to have a relationship with God. Salvation. He gave us salvation. And you know what? He was so convinced that God knew best that he gave up his life on a cross, was tortured to death. I don't know if you know about this about Jesus, but he was murdered. He was tortured to death. And you know why? Yeah. You know why he was tortured? Because he listened to what God the Father wanted him to do. In fact, he was so convinced that he was willing to go through torture on our behalf, because the Bible says the wages of sin is death, which sucks. If you think about it, that sucks. But the gift of God is eternal life. The gift of God is Jesus. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin on the cross so that we could gain access to God. Is that is awesome, you guys. And I hope, like, over the course of the next year, as we talk about wise choices and we look at some Bible characters and different stories and different books of the Bible, that you'll start to understand that, you know what? Maybe God knows better than me. And if you're struggling with that, I mean, I talked about pride. That is probably the most proud statement you could ever make. That somehow your little brain and intellect is bigger than God's. Okay, maybe you have a big head and a big intellect, but it's still really tiny compared to God's. All right, especially since he made it, right? So here's my challenge for you guys this year. We just watched a video clip with The Matrix. There's some really cool themes in that video clip, and here's the reason why we watched that clip. First of all, Trinity, right at the start, when she tells Neo, what does she tell him before he walks through the door? Be honest. Why? Because he says Morpheus knows more than you could ever imagine. I want you guys to think about Jesus. Understanding that, okay, even giving it a shot, okay, maybe Jesus does know best. Okay? Be honest with yourself. Be honest with God, because you cannot fool God. You can fool yourself, but you can't fool God. Be honest, because he knows more than you could ever imagine. Like, way more than you could ever think. I mean, God is all-knowing. He knows everything. And you might think you know everything, but guaranteed you don't know everything. Okay? Secondly, here's a statement from Neo. He said, I don't like the idea that I'm not in control of my life. How many of you guys like the idea that you're not in control of your life? None of us, right? None of us like that idea. And yet, here's the deal. When we look at the life of Jesus, who was in control of Jesus' life? God. What was the outcome? Death. What was death for Jesus, but life for who? Us. Because Jesus gave it up to God, gave up his life. He gave his life for us, obeyed God. We now have life. We now have salvation. We now can be in relationship with God. You can have a real relationship with God right now. Okay. Morpheus said, the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. Here's one of the things that you guys are going to face if you're coming to Ignite. We have an enemy. Jesus has an enemy. If you're a follower of Jesus, then you have an enemy. This enemy's main weapon is deceit. Deceit. Right? In fact, the Bible calls him the father of lies. This guy's known as the devil, Satan, I don't know, a whole bunch of different names, Lucifer. That's not the point. The point is that his weapon to deceive you from not seeing the truth is lies and deceit. And just like Morpheus was saying to Neo, that this whole Matrix thing was a cover-up, to cover him so they couldn't see the truth, that is what our enemy is trying to do to us. And trying to do to you. Whether you're a follower of Jesus or not, he does not want you to follow Jesus. Guaranteed. He is going to try to deceive you. He's going to try to get in your way. The Bible says that Satan is like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. The cool thing is God is like way bigger than a roaring lion. In fact, he could just go like that. I mean, God is amazing, which is very cool. All right? So we don't have to be afraid. But we need to make wise choices. We need to be wise. The Bible says, and we're going to find out over the next few weeks, over and over, make wise choices. All right. Morpheus ended off by saying, "All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more." Well, I want you guys to know that we're not trying to peddle, we're not trying to push religion on you guys. We're not just trying to get you to come and be religious people. That's not the goal of Ignite. We want you to connect with Jesus, okay? When I think of religious people, I think of the people who killed Jesus. And I do not want to be like that. I don't want to be one of those guys, okay? I want to be like Jesus. I want to follow Jesus, and I want people to know that there is real life following Jesus. There really is. If you've been searching for something in your heart, you know that there's something. I didn't write it down, but there was when Morpheus is talking to Neo, he's saying, you know, you felt it your whole life. There's something there, you just can't put a finger on it. Well, you know what? I think for what we do at Ignite, we're here to give you that answer. The truth. We're here to take that the deceit away and give you the truth. And the truth is about Jesus. All right. So here's the challenge for you guys for this year. Seek God with all your heart, because you know what? The Bible tells us that if we seek Him with all our heart, we will find Him. God won't hide from you when you're seeking with all your heart. You want to meet God? Seek with all your heart. I guarantee you, you will find God. Okay, I would challenge you guys, secondly, to be open about this stuff. I know some of you guys are coming totally closed-minded, going like, you know, I'm just here for the girls. I don't care about this stuff. We're going to party it up at McDonald's. Like Newman, no. But my challenge to you guys is open up your minds. Open up your hearts. We're not gonna try to tell you what to believe and make you believe something. We want you guys to discover it for yourselves, and the only way you can discover something is if you do it with an open mind. You can't do it with a closed mind. So give God a chance to do something in your life, and He will. Seriously, God loves teenagers. You guys hear that? He doesn't just love teenagers, He likes teenagers. Right? God loves teenagers. It's awesome. Okay, lastly, be open this year as we explore the whole idea of wise choices and exploring this whole idea that God knows better than us and how that works with the Bible and how that works with faith and with relationship with God and all that stuff. Be open about it. Come searching, hungry, and you know what? God will do something in your life. It's very cool. All right, so we want to give you the truth, nothing more. That's a cool statement because that's what we want to give you guys. We want you guys to help. I want you to discover the truth for yourself.